What's fresh in farmers markets this week? Well, Ross Reynolds met up with Molly Weisenberg this past Sunday to find out. Weisenberg is the author of several books and the blog Orangette.
Molly Weisenberg, what is fresh today at the Ballard Farmers Market?
Well, I'm pretty excited about green beans right now. Green beans are sort of, I feel like it's the thing that you're supposed to hate as a kid. They're supposed to be, you know, gray-green out of a can. But I'm always excited when I see fresh green beans at the market.
And you've been looking at a few. We've been walking along here, and they're at a prime moment to cook with.
Yeah, they are. I was actually just talking with one of my favorite farmers, the people from One Leaf Farm. They were talking about how they've just started picking them. They pick them a little bit on the early side so that they're on the small side and they're nice and tender. You don't have to worry about, you know, any sort of string in them. You know, I know some people call them string beans, but a really great green bean, you don't have to string it.
Now, how do you pick the very best beans if you're looking down at them? How do you know that they're going to be at their peak?
I like them kind of medium-sized. You know, some get really big, but they can be really tough or kind of have these air pockets in them. So I want them small, and I want them to look really smooth and firm, a nice bright shade of green. And when you pick them up, they should feel solid and look a little heavy for their size.
And the etiquette is it's okay to pick up the green beans at the farmer's market. I know some gentle fruit that's frowned upon, but green beans, that's okay.
I hope so, because I've been walking all around here fondling these green beans.
Okay, you've picked out your green beans. They're fresh. They're right from the farmer's market. What's a kind of a simple thing you can do with those green beans?
You know, most days when I take my green beans home, I just blanch them in some well-salted boiling water. I cook them really by eye until the shade of green just gets a little bit brighter and more vibrant. And then I drain them quickly, and then I just hit them with lemon juice and olive oil. But if I want to get fancier, after I take them out of the hot boiling water, when they're cooked just right, I put them into a skillet that I have, you know, warmed a little bit of minced garlic and some olive oil in that skillet. Toss your cooked green beans in this garlicky olive oil. Throw in some breadcrumbs, either fresh or dried, fine breadcrumbs. And just kind of toss the mixture around with tongs until the breadcrumbs are crispy and soaked in oil and the green beans are garlicky and it's easy and delicious. My husband and I own a couple restaurants here in Ballard, Delancey and Essex, and part of what I love about this market is in the years that I've been living in Ballard, this market has changed so much and has become a tremendous place for buying food. This used to be a market, I think, that used to have more crafts and things. And now everybody is out here every Sunday stocking the pantry. And it's so fun for us to see our regular customers and to see other chefs. I feel like the restaurant community and the neighborhood of Ballard really comes out for this market. And it really makes me feel a part of this place.
Food writer Molly Weisenberg with Ross Reynolds at the Ballard Farmers Market. Weisenberg's blog is Orangette. Her podcast is called Spilled Milk. The Ballard Farmers Market's open every Sunday from 10 to 3.